The embarkation from Liverpool. The time had come to embark. The city of Rome would carry her and her party safely homeward. 2 years before, with some misgivings, she had looked forward to the European adventure. In vision, God had opened to her mind certain situations that existed among the workers and the emerging institutions in Europe prior to her departure for the old world. But now all of this was in the past. Her thoughts as she sailed from Liverpool were not so much thoughts of anticipation as of reflection. The advance moves that had been made in the 8 countries that she had visited, the sacrifice and unselfish labors of the European and American laborers, and the willingness of the believers to listen and follow the spirit of prophecy counsel, brought joy to her heart and praise to her lips. Her reflections upon the work in Europe are best expressed in a review article that appeared 4 months after her return to America. After a 2-year stay in Europe, we see no more reason for discouragement in the state of the cause there than at its rise in the different fields in America. December 6, 1887. She could speak from experience now. 2 years on the scene in Europe, visiting, preaching, teaching, counseling, observing, had qualified her to bring back to the brethren in America a true and a good report. Having helped to pioneer the message in the United States, she now had participated in the development of the early churches and institutions in Europe.